Hello there. Oh, yeah, this is the courthouse. And this is the king speaking. Hello there, Roosevelt. You say you're in trouble again. What hospital is you in this time? You say you is the new field secretary for Loco. No, Roosevelt, I don't know nothing about how to remove tar and feathers. You say you wants me to arrest who? Well, I tell you, Roosevelt, I ain't able to arrest nobody no more, 'cause I is now the ex-high sheriff of this here county. You wanna know why I ain't sheriff no more? Well, I tell you, Roosevelt, I couldn't find enough niggas brave enough to be my deputies, that's why. And them results being, I has now officially resigned my sheriffship. You say you plans on to get help from the federal carpetbaggers, and you wants to know where they hangs out at. Well, I tell you, Roosevelt, I seed a couple of the boys are hanging out for some ropes on that big oak tree limb down by the forks of the road. You know, the Mill Creek Road down there. You want to know what was ever done about the big white gentleman, Mr. Charlie, what whoop up on you in the cafe there. Well, you better get a hold of yourself, Roosevelt, 'cause this might come as a shock to you. 'Cause you see, us governor had just appointed that same Mr. Charlie as us new high sheriff. Hello there. Hello there, Roosevelt. Are you still there? You said your chair slipped there. You wants to know what I is still doing around here. Well, I has the official job of sweeping out the courthouse, taking out the trash, making the coffee, and seeing that Mr. Charlie's big cowboy boots is well shined. And my advice to you and the rest of you integrators is to do the same thing, to mind your own business, and you'll be lots better off. Say, King. Goodbye, Roosevelt. Sheriff. Come on in here, King. Bring me and the boys around the coffee, and bring that rag and shine my boots while you're in here. Sheriff. Always glad to do what the law say. You know, boys, it looked like old King gonna turn out to be a pretty good old nigger after all.